Hi everyone, thank you as always for watching and welcome to our latest episode of Channel 9 Going Native. My name is Gabriel Ha, I'm a program manager in the Visual C++ team, and first and foremost I'd like to welcome you to our new open office space. Most of the Visual C++ team recently had a move, we're trying out the new layout, and I guess we'll see how it goes. Steve is not with me this month, he is a very busy manager and had some things that he needed to attend to, but I am pleased to present you guys with an episode that in some respects is probably long overdue. So back when VS 2015 preview was released, and that was a couple months ago, one of the major things that we came out with is that we are now supporting cross-platform mobile development. That's things like being able to deploy your mobile app, for example, to Windows, to Android, to iOS, to other platforms simultaneously from one IDE. And that's the theme, that's the value proposition that we are going for. So for those of you out there who are watching this and you may not be cross-platform mobile developers yourself, you might be thinking, well, I'm not really sure how much relevance this episode is going to have to me. And that totally might be true because, you know, here at Channel 9, we sometimes put out content where the content you can immediately work with, you know, we have links for you to go try things out. And there are some that are just more informative. So for those of you who are not cross-platform developers yourself, I would simply encourage you to sit back and enjoy learning more about what's going on in the Visual Studio world. Hi everyone, welcome to our latest episode of Channel 9 Going Native. My name is Gabriel Ha, behind the camera, and I am here with two very important people for the Visual Studio 2015 cross-platform mobile development experience. I'm here with Ankit, who's a program manager, and Jan.
Hi, my name is Jan Todrial. I'm a dev in the Visual C++ IDE team. I've been within the IDE team for about 2 years now, and before I was a dev in the Visual C++ libraries team. And before that, I was QA in the Visual Studio Project and Build team.
And how long has it been since you started at Microsoft?
7 years.
7 years. Very nice.
Wow.
Ankit, how about you?
I'm the program manager for the C++ cross-platform experience. I've been at Microsoft now for about 2 years. I worked in IBM as a compiler developer and an Oracle as well.
Were you also working on that on the Visual C++ team?
At IBM, I was a backend compiler optimization developer. So I was working for IBM's JVM called Testarossa. And I guess like when I moved here, I was working, initially I was working in the C++ backend team and I owned the compiler backend and the linker and tools from a PM perspective. So, C++ cross-platform has been a new addition to what I used to do before and we'll see how it goes.
So the first thing I have to ask you guys, perhaps Ankit, since you're the fellow program manager, why cross-platform mobile development? It's one of our main themes for VS 2015. How did it come to be?
I think we should start with the fact on if you take a look at the mobile space from a language perspective, how C++ has evolved, right? So if you take a look at the mobile platforms that are available today, like the Android platform, for example, people write their applications in Java and C++. When it comes to iOS, you again write applications in Swift, Objective-C, and C++. And the same is true for Windows with C# and C++. So you'll notice one thing common in these different mobile platform technologies, that's basically C++. So C++ ends up being that common denominator where people are still writing a lot of their code and sharing that code across these different platforms. So we started noticing this internally within Microsoft with, you know, developers at Office and Skype and Bing Maps being able doing this where they write a big layer of their software in C++, and then they have lightweight wrappers around this fat C++ layer with the native language of the platform, that being Objective-C for iOS or Java for Android. So with VS 2015 preview, we thought, you know, this is not only true about internal Microsoft, but also true with external, especially with games like Unreal and applications like Dropbox and whatnot. With 2015, we want to target a new customer base, which is the new customer, C++ customer, who's targeting these mobile platforms. And we want them to use Visual Studio because we think it's the best IDE.
And so what sort of issues are we sensing that these developers have that we're trying to solve with our experience?
I think if you take a look at native development, which is like C++ development, right? Let's take Android platform as an example. Especially for the guy who's writing C++ code using a native development kit, based upon our research, you know, he goes through a number of hoops that he has to take care of. The first one being probably acquisition. I mean, how do you acquire these bits? Today, you know, the workflow would look like him acquiring Eclipse, installing some plugins, acquiring the NDK, acquiring the SDK. If you see, the list basically grows, and you have to set this up automatically and all that. So there's no one-stop shop experience when it comes to native Android development, as an example. So So that's one of like our key highlights in Visual Studio. With 2015 preview, if you basically just, you know, use our existing installer, all you need to do is, you know, check a checkbox, and that installs not only the Microsoft components that you need for doing Android development, but also all the third-party components like Java and the NDK and Ants. It's a very one-stop shop experience in acquiring all these tools. And then the other thing is, I mean, you know, Visual Studio is known for its really fast editable debug cycle, and that is something else that our experience focuses on. So we have a great debugger, it's performant, it's feature complete, and it's compatible, and it's robust. You know, it works on emulators and devices alike. And the last thing I think, you know, what's missing out there is that there's obviously going to be an IDE for a particular platform. Like there's Android Studio for Android and Xcode for iOS and, you know, Visual Studio for Windows. What where we want to take Visual Studio is basically make it into a cross-platform IDE, where if a developer is targeting multiple platforms, he no longer has to use two different IDEs, but he can essentially use Visual Studio for, you know, developing applications for all these platforms. And, you know, that target and ideal customer looks like a customer who has a lot of C++ code right now.
So what are some of your favorite features in the current iteration or even features to come?
So two of my favorite features, one is low-code. It's really useful for diagnosing app defects and crashes and other things. It's more like a kind of like a global log for emulators and devices.
Okay.
So you can like look at it and see what happened and do like post-mortem debugging and other things. Another feature that I can mention is like I like the, you know, one VS. You get the whole experience in box. You install it, everything is self-contained. You create a new project, you press F5, everything works. Many open source tools, that's not the case. You have to install usually different tool chains, configure them, and other things.
How about you, Ankit?
Yeah, I think Ion touched on a couple of great features that I also wanted to talk about. I think the key is basically, you know, for us is to highlight the fact that the experience that we built is essentially going to be exact same experience for developing applications, whether it's the Windows platform or the Android platform or the iOS platform. In addition to this, being able to use that one IDE to target all these platforms saves a lot of maintenance cost and other costs that comes with using two IDEs and build systems and whatnot, right? So I think my favorite feature, if I want to call out, there's actually two of them. One is basically debugging. You know, debugging is one functionality that each developer does many times during the day, right? And the Visual Studio Debugger is known for its excellence, right, on the Windows platform. And we've basically tried to carry the same experience when developing for Android and eventually for iOS when we get to it soon enough in the next release. The other feature that I want to talk about is basically, as I mentioned, I keep mentioning this in this talk, that we are after the cross-platform mobile developer. So the next feature is about code sharing, right? And when you're working in that shared piece of code, the features that we have that light up. So using our experience, you know, we have out-of-the-box templates that already allow you to build a Windows and an Android application and share the common C++ code across these two platforms. And when you're working in this shared space, we give you features like cross-platform IntelliSense, the ability to build these two binaries like a DLL or dynamic shared library for the Android platform simultaneously. I think that's the key value set that we're targeting, right? And this list of platforms that we support is only going to grow in the future.
There's many cool things though, like the debugger dropdown is populated dynamically asynchronously. So if you attach an Android device, it just shows up in there, so you don't have to restart the IDE or anything. That's cool. And even the whole fact that our peers that worked on integrating, you know, Clang and GCC, it's kind of cool to have, you know, multiple tool chain options.
What sort of feedback have you guys gotten from customers at this point?
People haven't traditionally expected Microsoft to be, you know, opening up for other platforms. So that was the first feature, was basically, you know, about excitement and a little bit of a shock that we are actually doing this, right? And once we started users using this feature, so we're working with a, you know, list of customers out here, both internal and external. But to give you some names, I mean, you know, internally we already have Bing Maps building with our technology. We know the Office developers use and love the debugging experience that we have to offer. Externally, we're working with, you know, a couple of companies that are trying to, you know, port over their application today, and they're giving a feedback on our experience. So overall, the feedback has been positive based upon the preview product that we had. Admitted that the preview product had, you know, kind of like a preview feature set. I mean, you know, it's a new enablement for us. With RC coming up, I think we'll have a much more stable release, but there were new features that we've put into the product in previews. It was a pretty exciting time for us, you know, at preview, and it's going to be more exciting now coming up with RC as we enable the support for iOS platform and so on. So a lot of good feedback there, and I would encourage people to still keep trying our, you know, cross-platform bits and keep giving us feedback on that. I think there's obviously a few opportunities for us for improvement. Like when we shipped Preview, I mean, there's a certain feature set when you compare us against Eclipse Android development, native Android development that we are missing or we want to add. Like, for example, support for the GCC toolchain at Preview. We wanted to add that, which is now in the product. You know, support for the latest API levels, like, you know, API level 21 and 22 are now as well. So we're now supporting API level 21. There's obviously, you know, the set of features that we want to bring in, you know, in the next release of the product, which is what we basically got as a majority of the feedback, right? It's definitely a new space, and, you know, we're learning, and we're willing to improve and put that into the product, essentially, hopefully.
So this feature set is a bit of a niche feature set because not every developer out there watching this might have a vested interest in cross-platform, for example. But for those people who are watching this more as sort of a, you know, see what's sort of going on in the VS world, what recommendations would you make for them? Because feedback is very important to us.
I think one thing that we've heard, you know, previously from our customer perspective as ask is basically portability. So a lot of folks have, you know, mentioned in the past that I have this piece of code and it builds with the Windows compiler or the Windows Visual C++ compiler. But when I move to Clang, it doesn't actually build. A lot of people have asked for support for Clang as a front end for our Windows compiler as well, right? So one thing that definitely people who might not be interested in developing for other platforms yet can still give us feedback on is basically our current integration for Clang and GCC. I mean, you know, take a look at the property pages, take a look at the feature set that we're having, and let us know what you guys think, right? And in addition to that, I mean, I would still encourage, you know, other people, you know, people who are actually trying out the cross-platform part of the product. I mean, for them, I mean, at this point, we feel the product is ready for them to be able to build, you know, large-scale applications using our experience, right? And, you know, if there's questions, concerns, or features that's missing, we want them to try it out and give us feedback, right? I mean, internally, as I said, like, we have Bing Maps office building it already and using this toolchain. So, you know, we're excited about that, but, you know, keep the feedback coming, I guess.
So for those of you who are still sticking with us, we're now going to get into sort of the nitty-gritty of the challenges that our team had to overcome. So Jan, as one of our primary developers, why don't you talk a little bit about some of the technical difficulties of making this experience work?
There were probably two primary challenges. One is, you know, understanding the new platform and, you know, designing and speaking out the thing, figuring out what we're doing and how we're going to do it and all of that. And the other one was, you know, after we got something working, to actually getting it to work robustly and having it stable. Like, we had lots of internal feedback about, like, this works, but it's not robust and it fails in this way and this other way. And we had to improve on that.
I think it's just the change in mindset. I mean, I would start with the change in mindset that we had to do in our team, because we're now targeting a completely new platform that people had to self-learn about. I mean, we were not experts at building for Android when we started this effort. We're probably not experts even now, but we're learning every day. So from a logistical perspective, I would definitely say, like, you know, working with legal, figuring out how do we actually be able to ship third-party components in the Visual Studio Installer, like the NDK or the SDK or Java or Ant or Maven or Gradle or all the components that are there. How do we do that? Because that hasn't been done before. Some of the challenges that came up were essentially about, this was the first time that we were actually doing stuff in VS. But again, I mean, when we saw the feedback that we got through our blog and the marketing events that we've seen so far and working with external customers, we don't feel any pain because of that. So we're excited about this. And, you know, coming up with our CNRTM, I think it will be even more exciting for our users as well.
Awesome. Thank you guys both. See you around the office. That's it for our episode today. Some of you might notice that we didn't have a demo in today's episode, as we usually do. The team is still putting together some demo content for you guys, so feel free to check back in a couple of days. There'll be links in the description below so you can see Visual Studio in action. And for those of you who are using the cross-platform mobile development experience in Visual Studio, please, please, please leave us your feedback. We really value it. Let us know in the comments below. And for everyone out there, if there's episode content that you guys would like to see, definitely let us know and we'll see what we can do to make it happen. Thank you as always for watching and see you next month.